Us with a beautiful day. I hope some of you got rest tonight. Virginia, you behave yourself. Okay. Thankful for each and every one that's come out tonight. And Bobby's standing back there, so we'll stand up first thing and praise the Lord three times.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
Okay, it's grateful to see each and every one of you tonight. You made effort to be out here and you wanted here. I know they got a singing at Ripley tonight on the courthouse, a gospel thing. Some people may be out there, but they're there serving the Lord, and that's all we can ask for. It's what we need to do every day. Chris and them's going to sing a few in a minute, but I think we'll go to prayer first. Has anybody got any prayer requests?
Pray for my wife.
Amen. I know Bethany's had a wait tonight. May went over to see Moses. Her mother and dad passed away, so that's a family we need to remember. A lot of you might not know it, but Vicki Lilly and Emily, Lemmy's grandma, Vicki's mom, have been in the hospital. Had a procedure of some sort. She's still in there. Maybe get to come home tomorrow, but Sarah Petrie, she's a sweet little lady. She really is. We need to remember her in prayer also.
How's the rickstone? Anybody
know? You should talk to Rex Al. Need your prayers.
Yes. Yes. The Southern Star, Dr. Jones, went to Kentucky for the treatment. As you know, we all have.
Joy was mentioned this morning. Special unspoken to. God knows all about these.
Yeah.
Anybody else got unspoken requests? I'm sure we do. Altar's open. If you want to come pray at the altar, come on. If not, let's all leave out the room prayer.
Thank you.
tonight. God tells you to do something, you need to do it. Nothing else. Chris, come on.
All right. Black book. Number 8. We'll start with number 8.
Here we go. I never tried. Thank you. she can play.
Amen.
34.
I'm
All right, turn to page number 14 as the choir goes down. Number 14, Power in the Blood.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. Bless you, Chris. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? All right. All the hearts and minds are clear. Come on, Jimmy.
Amen.
I agree with Chris. It was wonderful, wonderful singing, wonderful choir that we have, and we're truly blessed. And I want to apologize to Greg up there, because he's sitting up here saying, I don't have a scripture. And the reason he doesn't have a scripture is because I'm not real sure what scripture is. And that's kind of scary if you're supposed to get up and preach. But sometimes that's the way things go. And sometimes you have something in mind that you're going to preach, and then it's like, ah. God's just like, no. That's not it. And then so you have other things in mind, and then you think, well, that's it. And then it's like, no, don't do that either. And then I'm like, God, give me something. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard. But I was reminded of the scripture. It says, think not of what you're going to say, and be not afraid of what you're going to say. And that was when he was talking about being in front of, like, in the court. Because it actually says, think not of what you're going to say or how you're going to say it. But because he will provide those things. And so we are trusting in Him this evening. And so I just want to apologize to Greg, because I didn't have anything to hand him to do. If you got your Bibles with you, go to Judges. Judges chapter 13. verse 24. And before we read this, we'll go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for another beautiful day, Lord, that you've given us, Father. Another opportunity, Lord, to be in your house, Father. Lord, to worship you, Father. Lord, just to gather together, Lord, in one accord, Lord, just to sing your praises, Father. Lord, we know, Father, Lord, that you speak to us, Lord. We know that your Spirit is in this place, Father. Lord, we've given you the names, Lord, of those in our congregation, Lord, those that are friends and family, Father, Lord, that need prayers, Father. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you just bless them tonight. Father, Lord, that you just touch them and whatever they need, Father, Lord. And each one of us that sit here tonight, we pray, Lord, that you just bless us, Lord, what we need, Father. The ones that didn't come out tonight, Lord, that are in other places, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would draw them in, Lord, that your Spirit would draw them in, Lord, to want to gather and to want to get together in your name, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, for your words, Father, Lord, for your scripture. Lord, tonight that whatever you would have for us would not go out void, Father, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we would trust in you, Lord, and put our trust and not fear, Father, Lord, about how things are going to go. But, Lord, we're just so thankful for all that you give us, Lord, how you've blessed us in this church. Everyone, from the oldest to the youngest, Father, Lord, we can look back on what we have. We can see the blessings that we have, Father. And we can give you the glory for all of it. And we're just so thankful, Lord. We pray, Lord, you just bless us, Father. Open our ears, Lord, to hear, Father. Open my mouth to speak, Lord, that your words would come and hit home, Father. We thank you and we give you praise and glory for it all. In the name of Jesus Christ, and amen. Judges chapter 13, verse 24. It says, "And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol." So I was thinking about Samson and about, you know, this scripture, and it goes before that, talks about Manoah and his wife and how they had longed for a son. And they got a son, and his name was Samson. And the angel of the Lord gave them commandments on how he should be raised and what he should do and what he would be for Israel. And we know the story of Samson, and we know that he grew, and he was blessed by the Lord. And he did many great things, and he was there as kind of a deliverer for the Israelites. He was there as a warrior for the Israelites. He was there as an instrument, a tool for God's people to be used in battle and to... You know, his thing was that he was good at killing the enemy. And so he slay many Philistines in his lifetime. And so I thought about that and how we can relate to Samson, because sometimes in this life, sometimes in our Christian life, we feel like we're very strong. Sometimes in our Christian life, we feel like we're just going along and we can do anything. And we're one step ahead of the enemy. We're always one step ahead of Satan. He's always trying to get us down. But we're strong in the spirit, and we're spiritually, you know, up here. And we're going through those times, and it seems like we can do anything. And we're excited about church, and we're excited, when we go morning and night, when we go Wednesday evening. Maybe we got into a ministry. Maybe we're teaching a class. Maybe we're teaching one of the young ones or one of the young classes over there, or, you know, we started a new role in the church. We started, you know, something with singing or whatever it is. And we feel like Samson. We feel like we can do anything, and we feel like we're just strong in the spirit, and that we can go along and we're always one step ahead of the enemy. And he tries to bind us and tries to get us down. And we just break those binds every time, break those bonds. But then sometimes we feel like Samson when his hair's been cut. Sometimes that's how we feel as Christians. Sometimes things aren't always on a high note. And things aren't always as they should be. And sometimes we get down. And don't feel alone in that. And there's a reason why. I think there's a reason why the Lord's speaking this to us tonight, because he knows that we all have those times. He knows that we all have those times where we don't feel as strong as we once were. We don't feel as strong as we were when, you know, when revival was around. Or I can even remember a time in my life when I had so much free time, I would go to revivals at different churches all the time. And it seems like I could spend a week there at each revival. And those are the times when, you know, when you spiritually feel so strong. But I want to go to Judges chapter 16, a few chapters over, verse 15. And she said unto him, this is Delilah, "How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth." And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Now, where was his strength? Where was Samson's strength? His hair. That's the way that the Lord had set it up. That's the way that they had commanded his parents that the razor would not touch his hair and that he would grow up to be strong. And so he was. And his strength was in his hair. And she had been trying to find out where his strength was. And he would tell her different things, and that wasn't the case. He would tell her, you know, that it was in this or in that, and then she would try that, and guess what? His strength was still there, and he was able to overcome those things, those tricks. But what does she sound like? Who does she sound like here in this instance? Trying to find out his weak flaw. Sounds like Satan, doesn't it? And isn't he always after us, trying to find out what our weakness is? And guess what? He's like Delilah. He's not going to stop until he gets to that point where he can get us down. And where he can find that thing that gets us down. And us, it's like us to think that we are the only ones who have those weaknesses. That's just human nature. We like to think that everybody else has everything all together, don't we? We like to think that our leaders or that the ones that are there all the time, that they're just so, these pillars of strength, and that they're always the same no matter what. That's what Satan tells us. But we all have these things. We all have these weaknesses. And if you look through the Bible, you'll see that's how people were. That's how people of the Bible were. And that's how we are. And you look at any character, you look at any person in this Bible, and you can see where they messed up. You can see their flaws. You can see where they struggled. You can see where they were put into places. Even though they were doing God's work, they were persecuted. You know, I was reading about Jeremiah and how it said that he was prophesying in the name of the Lord. And he upset the king, and he upset the king's men. And so they took him, and they took him by cords, and they lowered him into the dungeon, into the mire. And it says there was no water down there. It was just a bunch of muck. It was a dark dungeon that they lowered him into the mire. And here, there was this great man of God, this prophet who had been speaking and doing God's work. And all of a sudden, he's in the lowest place he could possibly be, wallowing around in the mud. And it said that there was a eunuch that had pity on him, and he was able to convince the king to draw them out. But he couldn't even grab onto the cords. They had to wrap him in the cords and pull him out of the miry clay that was down in that dungeon. And so that's what we get that way sometimes. Even Jesus in his life, when he lived here in this world, when he was here for us, he went through hard times. We know that he wept constantly. We know that he had these times of temptation. We know that he had these times where, you know, things were dark. And he was down. And that's Jesus. That's the one who knows everything and knows how things are going to turn out. He knows all the secrets of this world. And yet still, you look at David, and you look at his life and how low he went at one point. And you look at the disciples and how they were ready to give up, and how, you know, once their master was crucified, that it seemed like the darkest days. And you look at Paul and the things that he went through. But let's continue on here about Samson. She was after him. And you know what? She wasn't going to give up until what? Until she found out what it was that made him weak. And his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he has shown me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he woke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Anybody ever feel that way? You feel like Samson who's just had his hair cut sometimes. Sometimes we get that way. Sometimes we get down. Sometimes we look at the world around us and we look at our situation. And we think, you know, what did I do to get in this situation? How did I get here? What's wrong? What is wrong with me that I have done this thing? And his strength went from him. And it says, But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. So it's kind of a sad story. You know, she found his weakness and she exploited it, which is what Satan does to us. And he's going to find that thing that's going to get us down. He's going to find that thing. I don't know about you all, but what he does to me, this is what he does to me. He reminds me of things that I've said or done that I'm not so proud of. I hear some people talking out there because I don't know if he does that to you. But he reminds me of things. He said, man, remember when you said this to that person? Remember when you did this? And I know we aren't supposed to dwell on those things. And I know that God forgives us for things that we ask for forgiveness for. And I know that he is faithful and that his grace is sufficient for me in my life. But I still struggle a lot of times with things that should have been different. And Satan will just twist that. He'll get in there and he'll just... He'll know that it bothers me. He just twist it. Say, you know, you shouldn't have did that. I say, I know. But sometimes we feel like this. And it said, and he was bound with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. And so they got him. Samson, this man who couldn't be bound by anybody, couldn't even be touched before. Nobody could get near him because he was just so powerful. And his power came from where? Came from the Lord. It came from the Lord. So if his power came from the Lord and he used it for good, and God blessed him, like it said in the chapters before this, that God had blessed him, don't you think that it's possible that Samson could be blessed again? Don't you think it's possible that he could get his strength back? In this very next verse, that's what it says. It says, Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. For they said, Our God had delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. You see, this isn't just about one person. This is about God and how he's glorified. This story is about how we are used for God's purpose and how we are his and we represent him. And so we can think about our situation and we can really have pity on ourselves, or we can begin to let our hair grow back and say, you know what? I'm working for the Lord. And Satan's got me down right now, but I'm getting my strength back through God. Because they were ready to declare victory. Isn't that just Satan all the time? Getting God's people down and ready to declare victory. He was ready to declare victory in Calvary. After Calvary, he was ready to declare victory during those days when Jesus was in the ground. And yet his strength was coming back. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us." And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may make us sport." And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, "Suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and they were upon the roof, about 3,000 men and women, that beheld while Samson made sport. And so they're mocking God. This is what they're doing. They're together, and they're celebrating their god, Dagon. And they're mocking our God. And they're mocking God's man. They had seen his power. They had once feared this man with a mighty fear, because Samson put fear into all of them. And yet here he was, and they were mocking not only this man, but they were mocking this man's God. And so it said, "And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." So where was Samson looking? He looked up. He looked up. Sometimes we just have to lean on those pillars. Sometimes we just have to lean on those pillars and look up and lift up our voice and say, "God, renew my strength at this time. I'm where I need to be. I'm doing what I need to be doing. But I need you to renew my strength, because I'm getting weak, or I've been weak. And I want you to do something in me that's going to glorify you." And that's what he was calling unto God to do. You see, I'm not sure how many times before he called upon God, because he had his strength. His strength was in his hair. And I'm not sure, you know, I'm sure that many times he just thought that, he probably knew that God was the source, but many times he just probably took it for granted that he had that strength. And sometimes we do the same thing. We think that it's us that's doing things. And we take for granted that God is there and he is supplying our strength. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. And he slew a lot. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. And so what do we have? We have a man who was working for God, who had a great fall. He had a stumble. And he became weak because Satan was out there to seek and to destroy. And then we had him getting his strength back and serving a purpose. And he ended up serving a purpose in that one act that was greater than all of his life before that he had done. And God was glorified, because these pagans, these people who were there to mock God, they were all slain at that time. And God showed up. And we learn about Samson, and we learn about what he can teach us in our lives, and how we always, sometimes we feel as Christians, we feel like we got the strength of Samson, that we can do anything. And a lot of times that's how we feel. But then sometimes we just get to that place where we feel a little bit down. And we feel like we just have to call on him. And we feel like, you know, where is God in all of this? You think about Elijah and how he cried out to God. And you think about just all of the ones. I was thinking about John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, and how, you know, there for a while he couldn't speak. And how frustrating that must be that he couldn't speak. But this is what God wants us to know. That if we put ourselves in His will, if we open ourselves up to Him, if we dedicate ourselves to Him, you see, the reason Samson was there in the first place was because he had parents that were willing to dedicate him to the service of the Lord. And he did those things which he was supposed to do. And God used him for His glory. And if we do that and we allow ourselves to be used, then God will get the glory no matter what. No matter what, God will get the glory. Now, it would have been easy for Samson to just give up and to just go away or just to give up and die. But he wasn't going to do that. He said he wanted his strength back so that he could serve the Lord one more time and do a great work that God would have him to do. And so it ends on a high note. You say, well, it ends badly for Samson. Yes, but it ends in a high note because he was glorifying God. He was doing what God had sent him there to do. And that's what I want to talk about, is how it's always going to end on a high note for those who serve the Lord. Amen. It's always going to end with a happy ending for those who serve the Lord. David, when he spoke in Psalms, when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And he talked about how he maketh him lie down in green pastures. And how he maketh him go beside the still waters. And how he maketh him go through the valley of the shadow of death. All of those things are a journey that he went on. But where did he end up? Around the table. He ended up in the house of the Lord. And he said, where he will dwell forever and ever. And so in this life, we go through green pastures and we go through still waters. And yes, we go through the valley of the shadow of death. That's where we go. But we will end up in His house forever. And that is the promise. And so I've still got a lot of scripture to read, but this is the very end. So if you get your Bibles, let's go to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. This might sound like a strange message. It might sound like, I don't know if anybody's ever gone from Samson to Revelation before. But what God is telling me is that He wants us to know how things end. And He wants us to know that wherever you are right now, whether you feel strong like Samson, sitting in your seats tonight, where you feel like you can take on the world and take on Satan, or whether you feel like Samson with a haircut right now, or whether you feel like Samson with a haircut and his eyes gouged out, or whether you feel, however you feel tonight, what He wants us to know is how it's going to end so that we can be encouraged. Revelation chapter 22. And He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Let me say this before I go further. I don't only want to read this so that you all hear it, but I want to read this tonight so Satan hears it. I want him to be reminded of what we have to look forward to. I want him to be reminded of what he has lost and what we have gained. Because we need to remind him every now and then. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must be shortly done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see, thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies to these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. That's how it ends. And that's what God has in store for us. You see, while we live here, we're always going to have, like Samson had the Philistines that were always there. His enemy was always there. We're always going to have these enemies. We're always going to have this temptation. We're always going to have Satan trying to get at us every day and find our weakness. We're always going to have him sitting there telling us all the things that we did in the past that we shouldn't have done and things that bother us. And he'll always be there to tempt us. David had his enemies. Elijah had his enemies. Jesus had his enemies. But one day, no more enemies. One day, no more temptations. One day, no more lows. No more getting down. No more weakness. No more worry about what tomorrow will hold. Because every day will be just as great. Every day will be bright. And every day will be what we want it to be. We'll end up like David, who told us that he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and that his cup runneth over, and that he anointeth our head with oil. And that's how it shall be for us if we just hold on. As they get a song of invitation, I wish we could feel this way all the time. I wish that we could have the strength that Samson had. I wish that we could be in that position all the time where we feel like we can just, you know, go and do whatever we want for the Lord and we can get in there. But sometimes we get down and sometimes we get, you know, discouraged. But he is there to renew our strength. He is there that when we call upon him, he's going to use us. Because guess what? He is going to be glorified. He is going to be glorified. And our enemies, they aren't going to have dominion over us. I thought about all the oppressors that have been throughout history. And how they have really, that was their desire, was to enslave people. I thought about Independence Day, because that's what the sermon was originally, you know, that I had, that I, God was just like going a different direction. But I thought about the king and how he didn't want people to be free, because it was his advantage that we be in bondage. And that's Satan's advantage, that we be in bondage. But we choose whether or not we're free. We have that choice of whether or not we are going to be a slave to sin, or a slave to Satan and do his bidding and what he would have us to do. We get to choose. And that is our choice to make. And he is there, that it says that whosoever will can be set free. And whosoever the Son sets free shall be free indeed. As we get a song of invitation, if you have a need tonight, it's your choice to get rid of whatever it is that's enslaving you. You might be a strong Christian. You might be a Christian been down this road for a long, long time. But there might be something in your life that's holding you back. There might be something that is causing you to worry, and that worry is stealing your joy. There might be something that's causing you, that's keeping you down and keeping you from serving the Lord like you should be able to serve the Lord. There's something that's keeping you from getting your strength, that you can go about the way that you were meant to be in serving the Lord. And whatever that is, he can set us free of that. Amen. We can be free of that. Or if you have any other needs, some kind of worry or anything, as we get a song to sing, if you will come tonight and hand that to him, then he will make that a thing of the past, and he will conquer that issue that we have as we sing.
Let's all stand. Page 111. 111.
Oh, so are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There is light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange.
Something hit on something that you were going through, because it wasn't the independence message that I was going to be that I was going to do, but you know, we
it might not be independence, but through the work we can be set free.
Yes, yeah.
We are. I was very helpful.
Yes,
I appreciate it. I'm glad to remind the Lord. It's not always what we think, but it's what the Lord gives.
Yeah.
How strong that he was, the enemy will lose to any of us. We think we can conquer him. We can't without the Lord.
Bless you. I'm encouraged by the Bible school that's going to be here this week. We'll try to make it out. And, you know, there's such good things that go on here between Sundays, you know, that go on during Bible school and other events that we have that are just so encouraging. And I think about the young ones that went off to camp and how encouraged they are. And pray for them, because if you go to church camp, that's when you feel strong, and that's when you feel, and you come back to the world, and it's a little bit harder, but he will you know, tend that fruit that was, or those seeds that were planted at those church camps and at those things, and he'll do the same this week, but we have to be praying for them, and really support that, because you know. They face a harsher world than even I faced when I was in high school. And I saw a big change when I went from high school to start teaching. You know, already in that short amount of time, such a big change for the worse. But what does the Bible say? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And maybe that just causes those lights that are shining in this dark environment to just be a little bit brighter.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about Chris's kids and you know, how they're doing in high school and everything. And just shining bright. So we want to do our part to help them to shine. So y'all pray for them this week. And if you want to come out and support that, then they would be glad to see you. So anything else before we dismiss? Thank you, Jim. Thank
you. Appreciate it. You know what? When you walked up to the city, we done had church.
Mm-hmm.
We could dismiss right then. But
yeah.
That wasn't in your thinking.
Yeah. Blessed you.
God said, no, I got something for you. Mm-hmm. Sure. And there it is.
Right.
But we could done dismissed, and you could have the night off. But I'm serious, you know, the singing prepares your heart for the word.
That's right.
But I tell you, God's good all the time.
Bless you. Bless you.
All the time. Love it. Love it.
If we just open our mouth, he'll use it for something, won't he?
Sure.
Even though it might not make sense to the person that's speaking it. But, you know, we'll use it for his good. So we're thankful for that.
I'm not sure how many others might be up there tonight, but Jordan's at a Christian concert in Ripley tonight, and I'd just like the church to remember the young people at that concert tonight, that they'll just be blessed through God being glorified through the song.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And pray for traveling mercies.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a good thing that you know, that concert being done out in the open like that. And I think it's at the courthouse.
Yes.
And that's great. That's great.
Yes, it is.
And so we'll pray for that. So. Okay. If nothing else, Pastor.
We're going to have some wonderful Wednesday night service.
Yes.
And people that aren't coming are missing out on the blessings from the teaching. And sometimes then, you know, I don't know what to expect. But when I come, expecting to receive something, I go home encouraged by being there. I have a desire to be here. But we've been having, a lot of people are missing out so much, not in the attendance, but in the
Lord has for me. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for the teaching you gave me and what he did with us. He promised that. 300, he'll be there.
Right.
Yeah,
amen.
He said so.
Amen. Amen.
I invite you to come out.
Sure.
Yes. Amen.
Yep. Amen. It's always good. It's always good.
Sure.
And over there, they're learning over there too on Wednesday nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so. Pastor Al, would you dismiss us?
Father, thank you for the message that we can either live defeated or conquered through the Word, our Father, empowered by your Holy Spirit, and walk our Father in the light of the Lord. Thank you for the message, the messenger, for the song, for the spirit that was here. I'm encouraged, God Father, dear Lord, the enemy is nothing but a suppressor, he's a liar, but our Father, you're alive, and that forevermore. Dismiss us from this place.